work out of cases. Part of the problem is people aren't treating each other with the appropriate dignity. The Holy Father constantly talks about the dignity of the man, the dignity of the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And until some of those things change, you know, we're gonna keep having problems.
You know, I'm getting a little message here from the control room. We got a testimony that just called in. A dad of three sons says, thank you so much for Dan's testimony. So anyway, we just had a call, I think, from Seattle. So thank you for that, and good job, Dan.
Thanks.
Good affirmation there. Just want to ask you also, just as kind of a follow-up to that question about temptation, you know, there's definitely guys listening right now who are hearing you talk about living a life for God, saying, you know what, Dan, I've already messed up. And, you know, almost to the point of despair, there's definitely some young people listening right now who just feel that God could never love them after what they've done or how they've messed up their lives or other people's lives. What should they do? How should they start over? What would be your advice for them?
Well, I would say that, you know, don't compound sin with despair. That just makes it a deeper hole to dig out of. No one's perfect. All of us fall short of the glory of God. But that's exactly why God has gone out of his way to show us exactly how much he loves us. And he constantly tells us in Scripture, people need to spend more time in the sacred text, because if they understand Scripture, they will understand Christ. They'll understand the love that Christ has for us in the sacrifice that he made. And when you understand that, when you experience that, then it makes sense.
The story. To them, their ability to lead their people depended upon disproving what these disciples were preaching.